Welcome to this edition of This Is Design Intelligence, conversations with leadership voices in the built environment. This edition is sponsored by the Tricord Group, leading successful relationship constructs for over 25 years, and VIM, helping the architecture and design disciplines design, deliver, and operate better buildings for a better world.
Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Audrey Cohn is the Global Interiors Leader for DLR Group. She leads an organization that spans horizontally across the entire DLR Group around the world. Audrey, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, this pandemic has changed basic human behavior. It's changed all of our patterns of how we think about movement, about work, about relationships and connecting with people and all the interaction. Audrey, what are you thinking about this, and what are its implications on design?
The thing is, as we've explored and figured out our own, you know, situations and lifestyle in this pandemic, I think all of it comes back to connection and who you need to connect with on a daily basis to be your best self, to do your best work, but also just what that means for your family units. That's different now too. And so I think design is all encompassing. I mean, DLR Group has always had the tagline, listen, design, deliver, and elevating the human experience. But I feel like now it's more than ever extremely important to understand what the needs are, listening to our clients, but also making sure that we're elevating an experience, whether that experience is at home, if it's virtual, whether that experience includes kids in the background. I think there's so much to think about now, but also just on a daily basis of going to run errands that you used to do and in being in a retail environment. Those types of scenarios are so different now with virtual options, understanding the technology side of making things touchless and more sanitary. And I just think there's so much about design that we have to think holistically. I think we have to think about the entire integrated space from the touchscreen all the way down to the individual that's going to be carrying a kid or somebody, you know, have multiple people with them trying to do more things at once. So I think design is becoming very holistic. We have to think about all aspects, and it's a lot. I don't think we've figured it out yet, but as the pandemic continues, I think there's going to be more and more aspects to our day-to-day lives that we realize are being impacted in a way that maybe we hadn't even quite uncovered yet.
So. It really is extraordinary, isn't it? And so at DLR Group, you know, you folks are practicing all over the world and in so many mm-hmm. different types of venues. When you think about this new world, this new paradigm that we're living in, how do you approach your work as an organization, and particularly the interiors group? This is what I'm most concerned with and most focused on, because people live inside of buildings, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm really interested to hear what is your, I guess, your method, the method to your madness of this new world in interiors.
Yeah, we do a lot of research when we come to the design side of things, understanding what people are asking for and where we've been and where we're headed. On top of that, I mean, just the collaboration of talking through with design teams and understanding lessons learned from any market sector. I mean, not just all over the world, but all different market types that we've worked in have insights that we gain expertise from. And I think that those opportunities just really help us understand what's coming from, you know, the education side, from the workplace side, or even, you know, the travel industry and hospitality side that is completely evolving what it's having to be to continue on. And I think as a designer, we're always looking for those creative, intuitive, next big ideas that are those aha moments when you're exploring a solution for any given client and maybe even collaborating with somebody that's maybe a little bit outside of that particular realm that just has a different perspective. I think for us, from a design perspective, holistically, it's always just thinking what's next. You know, it's always been, well, how are we going to respond to COVID? And I'm like, well, what's coming after COVID? What's coming once they've found a solution? What are the trends that we're seeing now that are going to stick? That people are realizing this is important, not just because of this pandemic, but it's important because of just the way we do our lives, and it's become more effective. I think, you know, many companies have gone to the work from home model and even exclaimed that they're not going to go back to an office. But then what are the ramifications of that? You know, what are the social opportunities that we're missing? I think there's so many different ways to approach it, but I think for us, it's very much focused on understanding the past so we can try to understand the future and make wise choices and design decisions and be creative around those opportunities.
A lot of folks talk about doing research, but you folks have taken that almost in as a part of your DNA. When you research a project, you research an opportunity, you research a mm-hmm. design. Could you speak further into your research work, and what does that mean in a functional basis?
Yeah, so our research is more in a academic capacity. It could be anything from research on sustainability materials, research on healthy buildings and what systems we need to utilize to make sure that we're including, you know, healthy environments for the well-being of the occupants. So research also is user-based, client-driven. So once we've finished a project, we're also understanding what's coming out of that that we were anticipating based on the design, but what's also coming out of it that we weren't anticipating. You know, we've done a lot of research with our education markets, understanding what educators and teachers are experiencing through this pandemic, but also understanding what the principals and, you know, the leadership within schools are looking towards and the decisions they're having to make, as well as what the parents and students who are having to teach are also asking for. And so just understanding all of that. And this is where a lot of our research, which, I mean, you could read any given information and find this answer, but that social aspect of our daily lives that's been taken away by this has really become a point of desire. Everybody wants that back. We want to be seeing people face to face and having those conversations because they're so much more impactful. But our research really is, you know, driven by our market sectors, understanding the different needs for every market, understanding the different needs from the different disciplines that our company has. So the engineering teams have high performance design as well as research driven aspects of solar and energy and other capacities that are driving research and us understanding how to better design buildings from a sustainability standpoint, from a health and wellness standpoint for the occupants, and all the way down to just understanding our own staff, our own teams, using our own selves as a guinea pig. So we've done that too. So I think it's incredibly immersive. Every time I talk to our R&D team, I'm always blown away by the next thing that is on their docket and to-do list. And it's just awesome. Even just understanding our technology that we're utilizing internally and how we're leveraging that and promoting that to our clients. So it kind of runs the gamut.
Yeah. And again, the heart and soul of it seems to be around the human experience. As I
Absolutely.
Hear you speaking, it's one thing to have a beautiful building, but what do people mean to that, right? I mean, how do they interface mm-hmm. with it and what do they do? Extraordinary. Yeah, really important things. And as we talk about other important things, we think about, you know, the rising consciousness that we now have around equity, diversity, social yeah. responsibility, environmental responsibility. All of these things are critical aspects of design, and particularly of interior design. You want to speak to some of that?
So equity, diversity, the social responsibility piece, any environment that we design, our goal is that anybody of any capacity, any background can experience it in a positive and interactive sense. And that's not always the case with space. And I think as we educate ourselves, again, we've got different R&D happening around this too, just understanding where are our shortfalls and understanding the different culture of different ethnicities and backgrounds that allow them to experience or have adverse reactions to certain things or, you know, different experiences within the building. And I think it's really important for us to understand that, to understand not only our client base, but even the community that the particular project is in, you know, and just being able to react in a way that is thoughtful, is evoking care and consciousness of the environment that we're providing for these particular clients. I also think the environmental side goes hand in hand with that, just because some product that would be the best product for an environment and support the wellness isn't afforded because of the cost point of that particular project. And it's it shouldn't limit us. It shouldn't limit us in who's going into that space because there's a budget. We've got to think about those things holistically, that everybody has the same opportunity to be in the same quality of environment. I know with education and providing online schools throughout the beginnings and even now into this part of the pandemic, you know, we've got to make sure that all students have the same opportunity to have the amount of Wi-Fi, to have the technology, to be able to be educated in the same capacity as somebody in a different neighborhood or a different community. And those are the types of involvements that DLR Group loves to get involved in, loves to be a part of solutions, driving around those thoughts and those processes. And it's very much from an interior experiential standpoint that we're very conscious of how design impacts everybody and how everybody's experiences create a different approach and background with a different mindset of what they're experiencing and being conscious of being inclusive of all of that. It's a lot to think about, but it's also extremely important.
Yes. You know, you sit over, or you're the visionary across this organization for the interiors discipline of the firm. And that's a big job, Audrey. I mean, you know, it's a big thing. And so when you think about the quality of your work, it comes down to the quality of talent. And how do you think about talent when you think about whether it's a new person coming out of school to join DLR Group, or whether it's a seasoned professional that you're hoping to recruit? Is there a common thread, regardless of where they are on their career, that you're looking for? And maybe talk to us a little bit about your philosophy of talent, particularly when you're selecting folks for this pretty critical role within the firm.
Sure. I think this is a great question, and I do love this question. I've told my team and many of the folks that I've hired over the years that I only hire people that I know can do this job better than I can. And I say that not because I think I'm that great, but because I really want somebody that is thinking about things differently and is thinking about things holistically and bringing ideas to the table that I would have never thought of. And I, like, when I have that, I'm like, this is a win-win, because it, not only is it leaving my legacy of really incredible people and talented people that are going to influence DLR Group and all of the clients that we touch, but it's also somebody that's going to push me in my thought process of how I would approach something and just come up with other ideas. And I would just say every person that I've hired and interacted with over the last 3 to 5 years, at least, has had an impact on me. And, you know, if they can't have an impact on me, it's not that they're not a great designer. It's just they have such a unique talent. And that's really what I'm looking for, because I just think that the more unique perspectives and opportunities we have to collaborate with different viewpoints and different skill sets and different experiences. And that goes from somebody right out of school. I think their opinion has as much value as somebody that, you know, has 25, 30 years of experience, who's been extremely immersed in a variety of market sectors. They're just different perspectives. And this really goes back to the conversation we were just having about EDI. Everybody's experience in their past creates how they view things. And so I think that if we're not allowing ourselves to have that diversity in our own design conversation, we're probably going to miss the mark on having that inclusion of having, you know, a lot of different people experiencing our work. And so I just think it's so important. I love anybody that can talk design and anybody that can share and really articulate their view, their point of view, their design ideas, and get passionate about it. It just, you know, it gives me goosebumps, because then I know I can hand them off to some client and they're going to be extremely skilled and talented, and that client's going to be happy.
Over the last period, I've heard so many positive things about you, about the work that you personally do, about your leadership style, about your communication style. And now I get it. After listening to that response, where does that come from, Audrey? I mean, you ask senior design people around the world what they think about talent, and I don't think I've yet heard one of them say to me, I look for people that are smarter than me to do better work because I love everyone's perspective. Everybody's perspective is equal at my table. That is a level of confidence that comes from a spirit of leadership that is not usual. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I really don't. Well, I appreciate your compliment, but I really think that I was given, as a young designer, I was given those opportunities to have a voice, to come to the table, to use my voice. And I so valued that for my mentors, for my teammates. And I learned so much from them, but I also feel like I was able to have an impact. And looking back on it, I've had people ask me, well, how did you get to where you are? How are you so, you know, so successful? And I'm like, I think, you know, like I worked hard, but I also think it was the opportunity that I was given. And I just can't sit here and not allow somebody to have a similar experience and opportunity that I've had. I don't know if that's really where it all comes from, but I can't discredit, you know, the experiences that I've had through DLR Group, through the mentorship that I've had, through the leadership that I've gotten to work under. I don't know that maybe. I don't know how to answer that question.
I think you just did. Yeah, I think you just did because you were given this. You see it as a gift, and it's a gift to pass on. That's extraordinary, honestly. So we're looking forward to a lot of great things from DLR Group. In the future, what should we be looking forward from a global perspective from you folks in the coming years, particularly as we continue through COVID-19 and into economic challenges this year and through next year? I'm looking forward to seeing more and more of DLR Group leadership. Maybe you have some insights into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of, from my interiors perspective, it's part of our team's goal to be thought leaders and to be really a forward-thinking participant on our integrated design teams. And I really want us to be out in the industry leading discussions and being participants in discussions around the different topics that are out there and understanding and providing insight in regards to our design approaches to those topics, whether it's EDI, sustainability, the pandemic, and all the things that are coming out of that. But I think also just being an integrated firm, I think there are so many opportunities for us that I hope that you start seeing us be thought leaders in all aspects of all market sectors as we continue to pursue design excellence, as we continue to pursue equity in our designs. We really want to be holistic in that. I also think that design agency is something that one of our architects in the Northwest has really started pursuing, and it's really being integral into our communities. And I really hope that as the economics recession and the pandemic and everything else that's going on around us, life can be really hard. And I just hope that you would see DLR Group in a way that we're participating in making life better or easier in some capacity in our communities. I know that it's a passion. I know that it's a core value of ours. And I hope that that gets to be even more noticeable and seen as these times evolve and we're helping navigate everyone in our firm, but also our communities through that. Mm,
fantastic. Audrey Cohn, it's been wonderful having you with us here today. And I look forward to catching up with you another time down the road to see how we've navigated through this adventure that we're all on. Thank you for being with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of This Is Design Intelligence, sponsored by the Tricord Group and VIM. The producer for This Is Design Intelligence is Laura Spells, sound engineering by Jared Knabel. This has been a DI Media Group production.